Here, Vermeer presents us with an everyday moment, but in the hands of a master of the Dutch Golden Age, it remains both immediate and timeless. It embodies the qualities that cemented Vermeer's modern reputation. A few elements make it instantly recognizable as a Vermeer. It is hard to imagine today, but Vermeer was not well known in his lifetime. He only came to prominence in the late 19th century, and this was the first of his works to enter an American collection. Welcome to the National Museum of Natural History's virtual tour. Step inside the most visited natural history museum in the world. The museum opened its doors in 1910, and today more than 6 million children and adults from every corner of the world visit our exhibitions each year. In this virtual age, the museum provides a special opportunity to see and interact with real things. This self-portrait by Pablo Picasso was painted in Paris in late 1901. Oil on canvas, it measures about 2.5 feet tall by 2 feet wide. Although Picasso was 20 when he painted this self-portrait, it creates the impression of an older man. The cool, dark, and muted colors create a stark contrast to the pale tones of his face. Shadows fill sunken cheeks and emphasize high cheekbones. His thin eyebrows over eyes outlined in black and dark round pupils provide a sharp contrast from his washed-out complexion. A green man is having a staring contest with a cow. A small woman is milking a small cow. In the distance, a farmer carries a tool with a curved blade for cutting grain. He meets an upside-down woman walking in front of her upside-down house. Is this a dream? Maybe. Or maybe artist Marc Chagall is mixing memories of his home in Russia with folktales he heard when he was little. December 16, 1944. It has been 7 months since the Allied troops landed in Normandy. Since then, they have liberated city after city and are running towards Germany. But the war is not over. On December 16, 1944, Hitler launched his counteroffensive in the Ardennes. Georges Braque, Still Life, Le Jour, Oil on Canvas, painted in 1929. This still life painting measures almost 4 feet tall by 6 feet across. Braque shows us a collection of objects gathered together on a table, which we view from straight on. The painting is created in a cubist style, so many of the objects are stylized and flattened into an array of two-dimensional shapes. A newspaper, fruit and a knife, a pipe, glass, ewer, and guitar are gathered on a table, which is placed against a wall paneled in wood on the lower half and wallpapered above.